consistently, what we'll see is that we can, when you add the Pharmatan, we'll knock down the Clostridia, we'll improve the protein feed efficiency, and then we'll see the Munns begin to come up a little bit, and then we can take out some protein out of the diet and replace it with some energy, and you can get a milk production response. And so there's a lot of benefits for the animal. It's well researched, and where we've seen the biggest impact, and we've got excellent data on this, is in the close-up diet.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Mycotoxins were found in over 90% of feed sampled in 2025. Don't let mycotoxins impact the health and performance of your cattle. Visit dsm-firmenich.com/mycotoxin-survey. DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Be proactive with Cattle Active. Visit ProEarthAnimalHealth.com today. Control the cortisol surge and control your drug costs on your inbound cattle. Make the 21-day SHOT Show a thing of the past with QFA 2000. Give your cattle platinum protection with Virbac Bovagen Platinum Vaccines. Start your protection at us.virbac.com/platinum protection. Are you tired of rolling the dice on calf scours? Get on the Pharmatan Clean Cow Clean Calf program ahead of calving. Go to Pharmatan.com for more details.
Welcome to the Beef Podcast Show, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Dr. AJ Tarpoff, and here we're dedicated to bringing you the latest insight and discussions from the cattle industry. Now sit back, get ready, relax, and work, and get ready to expand your knowledge with today's episode. And today's episode, we're going to have a great one. I'm really excited about this with our guest, Paul Mitchell. So with Imagine. And Paul, I'll give you a really quick rundown of your background, but then I want to turn it over to you so you can expand upon it. But Paul Mitchell, he's the co-owner of Imagine Ingredients, grew up on a cow-calf operation and milling operation in Ireland. So that's pretty interesting. 20 years of leadership and project development across multiple businesses, has an undergrad degree in economics and environmental science, and also a master's degree in business. Love having a business operator here on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. AJ.
Before we get going and talking about our topic today of the Pharmatan product from your company, I really want to dive in and know a little bit more about you. How did you get here working both with this company? Share with us a little bit more of your background.
Sure thing. Romance had a big part of me landing in America. My wife is from Northeast Iowa, comes from proud cattle producers up there. Her brothers run about 500 head up in Northeast Iowa, and so when we got the day of the wedding, there was more beef cattle genetics being discussed than between Irish people and American producers. It was great. The families hit it off. First time I went to her house, it was like walking into my home house at home. I grew up, as you said, in a cow calf operation. It's the same thing, you know. How are the cows doing? Are you breeding back well? How's everybody getting on? Who's fighting with who? Who's falling out with the neighbors? You know the deal. And so we hit it off great. She's got five brothers, and they all give me the stink eye, and then I had to kind of prove myself to each of them, from wrestling calves to dosing them to riding horses. And I grew up with all that, and it was a lot of fun. So coming to Iowa was I did graduate school over here, and it was a great experience. I had to learn to speak a lot slower because I was going too fast, and of course with a couple of beers on me, I got even faster. And so I was laughing at my jokes, but people were wondering, what the hell is he talking about?
I can relate to that. I've been over to the UK, been to a couple different areas, used to work in Canada, and I always got a kick out of it. It's like, slow down. You know, I guess we're just a little bit backwards that coming out of the Midwest. But
yeah, no. I figured out that I was I just needed to slow her down, and America's been very good to me. I've loved it here. In the current political environment and all the rest of it, I mean, anybody that comes to this country needs to follow the rules and produce something and contribute. And I got four kids, and they say, "Hey, Dad, are we American or are we Irish?" I said, "You were born here. You are American kids. You are American through and through." And I said, "You take the best of what your mom has to offer and what I have to offer, and you go out and be positive in society here." And so I know he loved it here. And I said, when I joined the McGreal clan that my wife comes from, I fitted right in. So it's been good.
Well, one thing I've learned about, you know, working at various areas around the world is doesn't matter what language you speak, how fast you speak. If you work with cattle, I always call it you speak cow. And if you speak cow, I speak cow. We're friends. We're all in it together.
I was in Kansas here recently, and I was behind a veterinarian in line for some food, and his T-shirt said, "Sorry, what I said to you when we were working cows the other day." Yeah, that printed on his T-shirt. So, we had some. I remember we were building a cattle handling facility years ago, and my father and grandfather were arguing. And I remember my father said to him, "I often heard of the young fella being the delinquent, but when the old fella is the delinquent," because my grandfather didn't want to follow the specs, because he said, "Well, a heavy cow won't be able to go up that chute." And my father said, "Well, look, this is the specs. This is what we're supposed to, this is what the manufacturer said to use it." And they fell out, and it was great fun, you know.
It's always fun thinking about some of those things. And I will tell you, the same things happen in Iowa and Kansas as well.
So sure, sure.
We're in good company.
Sure, sure.
But
are you tired of rolling the dice on calf scours? Get on the Pharmatan Clean Cow Clean Calf program ahead of calving. Feed the cow, protect the calf. Pharmatan reduces severity of calf scours from multiple pathogens, including coccidiosis, cryptosporidium, and clostridia. By cleaning up the cow and boosting IgGs and colostrum, we have dramatically reduced calf losses over the last 9 years. Go to pharmatan.com for more details.
Well, let's dive into our topic today. So the topic that you brought to us today and we're going to discuss is Pharmatan, Clean Cow, Clean Calf Program. So you have an entire program. But before we dive into that, your company, please introduce your company a little bit. What are you? What do you guys do? What do you produce? I think that's a good place to kick it off.
Sure thing. About 10 years ago, my business partner, Paul Martin, at the young age of 62, decided that it was a good time to be an entrepreneur, and I agreed with him. And Paul's been in ag for, I think he started ag in 1986, and so he's been around. He's an excellent guy to spot at emerging technology. I remember years ago, going back in the day years ago, he got excited about phytase long before phytase was a thing, and now it is in every standard diet across the swine industry and most of the poultry industry. So Paul has been excellent at seeing things that just make sense. Our business is Imogene Ingredients. We handle a number of specialty ingredients where we see good functionality in the animal. Something that contributes to production, but also maybe solves a problem. So whether it's calf scours in this instance, whether it's same thing in poultry or in swine, there are different things that you can add a chemical to try and, you know, put out that little fire. But where's the nutritional benefit? Because if we can give you something that will nutritionally benefit the animal, and the challenge will just kind of come and go, but the animal will proceed through it, then you're getting paid for your investment in the ingredient, but also you're preventing that problem from popping up. And so Paul and myself have seen eye to eye on things for many, many years. Thank God we've been able to grow the team to about 10-man team now. And that's based on, good research track record. And there are a lot of things, every dog has its day, or there's a season for everything, as the Bible says. Some things were researched and made a lot of sense, but the environment didn't make sense. We have a product, for example, that we supply to a lot of the large turkey integrators that improves the absorption of energy in the diet. Well, when fat was cheap, that wasn't a big need for that ingredient. So it was well known for many years, but then all of a sudden now fat and vegetable oil, everything went crazy. And we got started getting called, hey, do you have anything from this area? And we're like, yes, we do. And it's been around for a long time. It's well researched. There's all kinds of data on it. And so the same with this Pharma10 ingredient. This ingredient comes out of Europe. The company that makes it are 101 years in operation this fall. They have a long, long track record of making it and making it well. And so when we find a great producing company like that that's got world-class standards and a long research track record in the ingredient, but it's just not widely known, that gets our interest. And so we've done that now on multiple things.
Now, do you manufacture? You're based out of Iowa, correct?
We're based out of Des Moines, Iowa. The Pharma10 product we do not manufacture. We import that. We are the U.S. Marketing rights for that ingredient. But there are some things we manufacture, such as that the product I just mentioned.
Gotcha. So distribution, manufacturing, but really you're in solutions, right? The industries have problems. You try to identify some of those solutions to be able to help producers be more efficient, more productive, or not have some of these concerns, right?
Correct. We do this, we have to have pride in what we do, and we're proud. We become more agricultural people. We're proud of what what livestock producers produce. My younger brother is took over the farm at home. I would not want anything to go into someone's operation that I would not recommend to him. But the flip side is, we have a great customer, and he said we had a producer on the phone, and we hung up. And I said, well, what do you think he'll do? He goes, oh, I'm putting it in whether he likes it or not. And so there's a time when, you have to say, look, you're dragging your feet, but you, for the good of your operation, you need to do this. And, where we come across ranches and we've got people call us with, 8 and 10% death loss. It's like, I know you don't want to spend a little bit of money here, but it is the right thing for you to do because we've seen someone similar have a good response with it. And I'm sure in your experience, as a veterinarian, you've come across no-brainers where it's like, dude, just dip the navels or whatever, it's a penny's worth of iodine for a lot of prevention, so stuff like that.
Yeah, get just human, innate human behavior. It's hard to make changes. But when you have data, you have the information, you have the backing, it truly tries to solve some of those scenarios. So let's jump into Pharma10. Okay, you mentioned it's manufactured over in Europe. Talk a little bit more about it. You said it's been around for a long time. I guess, how is it developed? What is it?
It comes from Melania Trump's hometown in Slovenia. Slovenia is part of the European Union. Their plant is GMP plus, HACCP certified, ISO 9000, and all the different endings. They're excellent, excellent producers. They got, I think, 14 PhDs on staff. Very long track record. Their roots came out of the tanning industry. So tanning with tannins makes sense. Pharma10 is a tannin extract. Tannin, every plant has tannin. Tannin is a difficult segment. We were trained in university and going back with, that tannins can be anti-nutritional. And there's certain truth to that. However, it's just like anything. Too much of anything can be bad for you. A little bit. As the medical world says, the poison is in the dose or whatever, And so if we can find something that has at a low dose a lot more benefit than negativity, then we've got something. And, years ago when we started looking at this and we were approached about it, we looked at a roe deer study. And what they found there was that when they were given three choices, a pellet with no tannin, a pellet with a high level of tannin, and a pellet with a small level of tannin, and a certain type of tannin, we'll get into that in a moment, they would consistently go for the low tannin, but not the no tannin. So the low tannin was giving them a worming and a biological benefit that they could understand for some reason, because they're amazing. They were able to understand, this is good for me, the no tannin was not touched and the high tannin was ignored. And so the animal themselves selected it. And we know that goats in wild pasture will go after stuff like that. But yet you've got goats in confinement that don't have access to it. So there's a mismatch there. We know that cattle sometimes will go after wood chips and stuff. But we'll see feedlot cattle licking the ground and going, you know, reaching for clay under the fence. It's like, what are they going after, you know? And so there's behavior that if they were in the wild, they would do things a little differently. And so that's sometimes a clue. But the pharmatan is a hydrolyzable tannin. It's chemically very like pomegranate. And so it's very good for you. There's tannin in red wine. Why do they say a glass of red wine is good? Well, there's high polyphenols. There's some hydrolyzable tannin in there. A bottle of wine, not so good. So, you know, dark chocolate will have high in certain tannins and polyphenols. But by the time you get to the third piece, and believe me, I've tried, you say, ah, that's enough of that, you know. So a little bit is good and tasty. Tea, you know, iced tea or regular tea, it's not sweet, but it is tasty, and we go back to it. And a livestock or the similar, they will, if we mix it in with mineral, we feed it free choice, whatever way, they'll go back to it. We'll see the calves really go back to it, but they don't overconsume it because, you know, three or four licks, ooh, okay, that's tasty. But by the fourth lick, they're like, oh, I'm going to, you know, take a break. And so we've seen it. We were surprised that it consumed right on schedule. We put it into a four ounce free choice mineral. You got to make some room for it by taking out some carrier or whatever. But you can make room for it, and it consumes right on track. What is it, Doc? It's a hydrolyzable tannin. It's high in ellagic acid. It's high in gallic acid. It's a very high antioxidant. We see about a 50% sparing effect with vitamin E when it's in the diet. So it's excellent for the animal from an immune status. It's got a patent on it for Clostridia, against the whole quorum sensing in Clostridia. And Clostridia is one of those systemic type problems. So when you look at the vaccines for the different toxins, they're excellent. We recommend, you know, keep vaccinating. Don't stop. The blackleg vaccine changed the industry, really. When you go back to the 1800s and how they had to do stuff, you know, many years ago. But the vaccine does not take the Clostridia out of the animal. And so you have Clostridias can be hyper ammonia producing. They're going to break down an awful lot of protein in the diet. They can affect your protein feed efficiency. And what we'll also see is, and there's a whole story to that around ammonia production. We can track the MUN and the BUN numbers in dairy analysis. And consistently what we'll see is that we can, when you add the pharmatan, we'll knock down the Clostridia, we'll improve the protein feed efficiency, and then we'll see the MUNs begin to come up a little bit, and then we can take out some protein out of the diet and replace it with some energy, and you can get a milk production response. And so there's a lot of benefits for the animal. It's well researched, and where we've seen the biggest impact, and we've got excellent data on this, is in the close-up diet. So that cow, she's programming that calf. Here we are, the third trimester. She's got major nutrient demands on her. And if we can improve the antioxidant activity in the feed, if we can improve what she's taking in, we've seen in the dairy studies about 21 days prepartum or before the calf, we're seeing about a liter more colostrum in a dairy cow. And you can help me with the math back to a beef animal, but let's call it half. And about a 15% increase in IgGs or antibodies in the colostrum. So that cow is really at a great immune status. She's producing good colostrum. And, you know, for a bred heifer, it's a no-brainer. You want to encourage that colostrum production. But I'll tell you what, Doc, when we get a lot of calls from folks, they've used a lot of stuff in the past already and they've still had breaks. We'll start with, send me your mineral tag. And guys have done a great job of beating down the feed man to where they're now paying very little for mineral, but they're paying an awful lot for salt. they're buying mineral that's, you know, 20 something percent salt. It's full of oxides and other garbage. I mean, there's times when you have to spend the money, and for the love of God, put it into your cow when she's programming that calf, and keep it until breed back. It'll pay you all the way. I mean, the data is well settled, and so there's time when you can listen to the neighbor, and there's time when you just have to pull up the NRC guidelines yourself and compare it to what you're paying for. And you know, my father ran a business for 27 years, and he said, buy good stuff. And he said the service problems with cheap will break your heart. And so, you know, you go cheap, you'll have fallout. And but the Pharmatan will complement the mineral take up. It's a high antioxidant. It's approved in the AFCO manual, which is the feed directory manual. So it's totally acceptable to feed. Most of the big companies will now take it into the plant and mix it in for mineral directly. Some of them offer it as a standard option. Some of it will do it on a custom basis. We have lick tubs available. It makes a great lick tub because it helps to harden the tub a little bit. So there's ways to deliver it. Ridley makes a salt block with it. C90 makes a great salt block with it. So we can get it to a guy depending on how he wants to do it, or just feed it through the TMR. But it is a very flexible, and it comes out of a very high heat process. So heat and pelleting doesn't affect it at all.
Okay, so it's stable. We have a hydrolyzable, tannin. It interacts with the body. It's an antioxidant. It has direct microbial impacts, is what you're, you know, back almost to the mode of action. We have, you know, it picks up some of those oxygen-free radicals. It has some of that binding capability, but in the gut, you're telling me that it actually interacts with some of the bacterial populations like Clostridium, right?
Yeah. So there's a patent on it for quorum sensing with Clostridia. And I had a Dutch dairy man call me, and he said, oh, quorum sensing, I don't know. I've seen mixed results on that, you know, everybody. I said, well, all I can tell you is I can send you the patent, and you're welcome to judge it yourself. Well, he didn't hear anything back. And I said, hey, I'm not going to be too far from you. I'd like to drop off some research. And we had research on Clostridia levels in manure before and after on a whole series of farms. And he put it in. And his bloating, you know, bloat, of course, is going to come from all kinds of hyperactive pathogenic bacteria. So his bloating stopped. He told me his vet bill went down $2,000 a month. So sorry, doc, but
that's good. That's a good thing.
There's some fallout from this ingredient, but you know, he'd much rather he'd much rather have his veterinarian come and consult with him on a proactive basis than reactively come and posting a cow that was a preventable death. It works directly. The Pharmatan has an affinity for, so let me start slowly. When you drink some red wine, that dryness on your tongue is the hydrolyzable tannin interacting with amino acids in your saliva. So it's got an affinity for protein. It goes down through the intestine. It doesn't get broken down in the rumen. It does shift the rumen. Because it knocks down the Clostridia, it will help with acidosis and things like that in the rumen. So we just got done with Dr. Galen Erickson at Nebraska, big reduction in liver abscesses in that trial. So we are doing something positive for those feedlot cattle in the rumen for sure. And that's the third that we've been involved in to show liver abscess reduction. So we are preventing that rumen from becoming damaged. You go down now and you're in the intestine and it's pH sensitive. In the intestine, it's beginning to create like what Dr. Predrig, our technical man, says, a tannic acid kind of grid or a tannin grid on that intestine, and helps that mucus layer to really respond. And when we have that happen, then it's difficult for a lot of the crypto and things like that to get into the crypts and get in, you know, bury in there. You've got a healthier turnover of mucus in the intestine, which of course is makes it harder for pathogens to stay there. And then it has direct interaction with the sexual reproduction or the life cycle of the coccidia. So that's been measured multiple times. University of Georgia has proven that in poultry. We've done our own studies with it, that it is a very good coccidia stat. That's where we saw it in action in Europe, both on dairy farms and in poultry. Consistent and in swine operations, consistent reduction in Clostridia, coccidiosis, and E. coli, because as it goes through the intestine and the pH goes back up, it becomes active again and it chelates excessive iron in the hindgut, and that is a massive preventer for E. coli and a little bit of Salmonella prevention as well. So there's a multiple modes of action in it. We've seen it in dairy calves. We are moving a lot of product into dairy calf ranches just because for a few grams a day, you're getting a lot of protection.
Now, all these activities that you're talking about, these are normally found in the gastrointestinal tract. When we look at Clostridium, it's going to be there. When you look at, E. coli, it's already in the gut. It has direct interaction and protection within the gut. And that's and those of you that are listening in and were curious about quorum sensing, I'll just throw a little tidbit so people understand a little bit more about that. Those bacterial populations that are normally found in the body, it could be in the respiratory tract, it could be in the digestive tract, something changes in that population to make it damaging to the host. And that change in the population, it's almost communication of different bacteria to change, to almost hyperactive, get into a state to start causing damage. So it's that communication system that this product has some direct interaction with and impedes some of those changes, which is that's really fascinating.
It is. And it's a systemic thing. So, when you have chronic, so that Clostridia, from our experience, big impact on protein, a poor protein digestion. I think in the technical word, they'd call it a damaged peptide. And so you've got, and so when you drive into a poultry operation or a swine operation or a dairy and you get a different stink, a lot of that, of course, is poorly digested protein in the manure gassing off on the ground. And when that is in the cow, now you get into some really interesting medical stuff. And again, I'm a medical Neanderthal, we'll call it. But I'm certainly not formally trained in it. But I'm interested in it. I read a lot about it. And Dr. Predrig, our he's a DVM and our technical leader. He talks about the pH of the uterus, and if we can keep that pH from getting out of balance because of high ammonia in that cow, then we're giving that cow every opportunity for breed back. And we had a nutritionist call us, Dwayne Seabrass. He's up in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And Dwayne got on the program. We've got a study on our website. He ran it through 6 ranches, absolutely stopped their scour problem. They went from 174 dead calves the previous year to 2 the first year he did it. And their treatment levels went from over 95% reduction. And he's like, wow. And he had gotten it from a couple of local ranchers that this stuff was working, and he needed to test it himself. And he took us into some really chronic. He said, these aren't just guys that have issues now and then. He said, they have issues every year. But anyway, he called and he said, you guys have never talked about breed back. And I said, well, we have some data on the dairy side, but on a ranch, there's so many factors and all the rest of it. Well, he said, I want to let you guys know, because up at this stage now, he had about 10,000 cows on it at this stage. This year, he has 35,000 cows on it. So, I mean, he's all in. But at this stage, he had about 10,000 cows on it. And he said, what I'm seeing up here, and this, he said, in between 2022 and 2023, and he says, these have been hard drought years. He said, my non-pharmatan herds are breeding back at about 14% open. And I'm seeing about a 10-point improvement in my pharmatan herds. They're between 4 and 5% open. So he goes, I've got a 10-point difference on a shitload of cows here. You know, this isn't just, anecdotal. These are, he has the numbers. And he goes, how could that be happening? And we said, well, the mode of action we understand is in early spring, you're going to have different fluctuations in protein levels in grass. You're going to have washy grass, etc. And, you know, this really drove me crazy when I learned this. You know, education can really piss you off sometimes. Sorry for my language. We used to be dosing. Oh, my God. Every spring in Ireland, you can imagine watering, washy grass, water out the wazoo, grass everywhere. And we'd be dosing them every couple of weeks for scours. And it was total pointless. It wasn't. It was talk about, you know, someone told you something 7 years ago and you keep doing it. Well, they'd be dosing with Ivermec and all the rest of it. And it had nothing to do. It was a protein scour. You know, and so now I'm sure there was times when it was appropriate use, but it was also inappropriate use. And so if you've got a protein scour and you've got fluctuations in ammonia in the cow and you have high clostridia potentially in a herd, now you've got ammonia going crazy inside that cow and you're potentially affecting breed back. And that's what Dr. Predick was able to show us. And when we were in France and we saw this in use in French dairies, they would put out a tannin supplement or a tannin lick block for cows on grass so that they would not lose production with a bunch of, loose manure as they go through different grass. Where you see it over here, where we get adoptees on the dairy side where they'll have a herd go through winter dysentery. And they will put this in, and we'll figure out a kind of a double dose for a few days, and it will stop. It will stop that moisture loss, and it help them regain production. So it's not a wonder drug. It does the same thing over and over. It slows down the passage of protein, and it knocks down the clostridia, and that's beneficial for the cow, and it's also very, very beneficial in the feedlot. It's good against coccidiosis and prevention of all of that. Seeding down, if we can, so back to the clean cow, clean calf program on the beef side, if we can improve her nutrition and clean up her manure so that she's not a carrier, because when you're out here on frozen ground and you have a herd that's breaking with crypto or with clostridia and a few days old, she's the carrier. She's got to be. And that was about as much scientific analysis as we could figure out. It's like this stuff, we've seen it work. And we started by putting it into problem herds, especially across the Dakotas and northern Iowa and into Minnesota and Nebraska, and boom, the level of infection was reduced, the level of chronic disease was reduced, and of course I think we were able to help the immune status of those cows pre-calving, which was huge. I think the colostrum quality was big time, but also. Less, you know, that calf, as you well know, and your producers will know, they're wide open for those big antibody proteins on day one, but they're also wide open for everything else as well. And when you're sucking on a dirty teat, then there's going to be a lot of different stuff getting into that system. And so if we can make sure that the manure is at least less infectious, and if the whole herd is on it, the experience we've had is the infection rate is definitely reduced. And of course, we'll advise them on all the different things too, good management and hygiene and cleaning their calving barn and things like that. But, we'll have guys call and say, I've got my head in my hands. This is my last year if we can't figure out a solution. And, we'll say, let me put you in touch with some guys that have been on it and then call me back. And, like you said, that's how I'd want someone to advise my brother, and that's how we kind of take it when someone calls.
So it makes complete sense on what it does with the cow, transfer of colostrum into that calf. Calf gets born into an environment that doesn't get exposed to the number of pathogen all of the above leading to less scour issues. You mentioned the feedlot. You mentioned some of the liver abscess work, the studies that have been done. But talking about weaning and receiving rations. So, you know, here we are. It's winter. We got freshly weaned calves coming into the feedlot. Is there added benefit, or what type of options are there in that scenario?
Well, what we like to do with receiving is, number one, we've got Pharmatan liquid, which is a combination of the tannic acid of tannin plus butyrate. And so butyrate is one of those ingredients. Actually, Tannin Sevenite said the company that provides the Pharmatan, they're also basic in butyrate. They make A lot of brand names that one would recognize over here, they provide that butyric acid for them in Europe. The biggest problem with butyrate is that salesmen don't like selling it. Livestock people don't like handling it, but it's excellent for the animal, and we've never seen an animal refuse it. So we've got a great Pharmatan liquid product. We tell them when they come off the truck, put this in the water tanks and give them, 24, 48 hours to settle down. That will give them a good clean out. And of course, the butyric acid will give them a good natural source of energy. There's no sugar or nonsense in it. It's a proper source of cellular level energy for them, and their body recognizes it. They're used to it. So, and of course, it'll lower the pH in their digestive tract as well, which is good against some of the pathogenic stuff they may have carried in from the sale barn. So then in the ration, Pharmatan will complement everything else in the ration. We've seen no negative interaction. You can feed it with rumensin, you can feed it with whatever, but it is excellent to help with bringing up that animal carefully as you increase the energy in that diet over time. It will have a good natural health preventative and complement the rest of the stuff in your ration. But it'll also help with the likes of acidosis and some of that shift in diet. They may have come off a grass pasture type of situation. They're going to need, 10 days or whatever for their rumen to shift over. It's excellent to help with that. And then we'll have guys maybe do 45 days with it and then begin to say, okay, now what's the payback to keep using it after that time? And so that's what we've been working on with Dr. Galen, is in the feedlot. We had a wonderful trial with a feed company here a couple of years back, and they had a 26 pounds advantage between control and Pharmatan. What they did was they replaced Thailand in the diet with Pharmatan, and we had a 26 pound advantage after 90 days, and we held that to a 40 pound advantage at 180 days. So, with the trial we're just completing with Nebraska, we're right on similar numbers. It's going to be excellent. So, that's not published yet, so I'm not going to quote a number, but it's linear. I'll tell you that. So, that's like the magic word and the nutrition word.
Well, it's exciting. I'm excited to see some of the data coming out of some of those continued research to find a home for products like this. And you mentioned Thailand. I mean, we're under scrutiny by our consumers on how and when we use antibiotics. And when we're trying to control liver abscesses, liver abscesses, I mean, that's a big topic. And if we can find a non-antimicrobial use to be able to help with some of those scenarios, and it doesn't hurt our performance, that's huge. So, no, I applaud you guys working in that space. Now, we mentioned dairy cattle and mentioned beef cattle. Can this be used in other livestock animals?
Yeah, it's the same principle. Goats absolutely go bananas for this stuff. They love it. They recognize it. They're wormy. They never become immune to coccidia. And the worm element to this is real too. Now there's been, and that's well established in the mainstream, we'll say US research, that certain tannins are good against worms. And so now here you come with something that can help with the coccidia side. And, there's great studies shown direct correlation between worm load and coccidia pressure. And so if we can knock down the two of those, we're never going to be a wormer. You still have to do your regular worming. But the frequency of that has definitely reduced by the producers that are around this. So we've got some boar goat people that are they're worming them every 5 weeks. I'm like, good Lord. And we've got people on the flip side that are worming them now down to once or twice a year. So it's more of a worming them on schedule. But then the Pharmatan is holding them. And of course, that's going to vary from, I can't overpromise that. That's just going to vary. But the mode of action is there to support it on a consistent basis. And wait till you see the hair growth. University of Ohio did a great study in 2011. They saw milk, they confirmed milk production, hair growth, which I'm like, well, wool growth. What else did they say? They said like three different things. Oh yeah, protein utilization was better. So they confirmed these things we're seeing. And that's why when we found a compound like this is well-researched, but it's misunderstood because of the condensed tannins in the likes of sour gum. That's a totally different animal. It's as different as a cooking apple and an eaten apple, or they're just different. They're apples, but they're in different categories, you know. So sheep as well, very good for sheep. And some of the likes of the salt blocks that have farmington in there that have no copper in them. I mean, those can be used across any species. If I'm listening to this, I would put a salt block or a mineral block or a small tub in my shelters. It would absolutely, in my calf shelters, it would be a very small investment. They're not going to eat very much of it, but the guy that needs it will work it. And that's really what we've seen in the feedlot, is we're trying to get that bottom third back to the bunk where we know you've got good stuff sitting there. But if you have that, you know, or even that last 10%, if we can get them back to the bunk, then that's your incremental profit right there, getting those guys up to speed.
Well, that's fantastic. Paul, I appreciate you sharing more about imaging, ingredients. Farmington is what we've been discussing. This has been a great conversation. I've learned a lot. I wasn't as familiar with this product, so I appreciate the information you've shared today.
It's time for our famous three.
Now, in the wrap-up of this show, I can't let you go from the Beef Podcast Show without the last three questions. These are questions we ask all of our guests. And number one, what is your favorite cattle or agricultural related resource? Where do you go for information?
Well, on a daily basis, I, of course, Corbett Wall and Feeder Flash. I mean, I start my morning with that. And so that's great. But from a research point of view, we are actually followers of Iowa State, K-State, Nebraska, University of Illinois. So anytime they have something newly published, we get an alert. And so we actually have a lot of that stuff coming at us. We have Progressive Cattle and a magazine and things like that. So the normal stuff, but also then we try to keep a good flow of the research, current research coming, and things like the different technical days that the universities put on. You know, that's huge for us.
Well, I appreciate that, because a lot of effort goes into those research summaries and information we put out. So I'm glad it's getting used. Second question, outside of agriculture, what are you reading or what are you listening to?
Well, in my bio there, you said I have a degree in economics. And so I do nerd out on national topics like that. The best thing that I look at is there's different economic summaries. I get the weekend Wall Street Journal, so I get to have a little nerd time and look at that. I do that. You know, any man or woman that's got fiscal responsibilities in life has got to be looking at the national situation and saying, you know, how can this be made better, and what are the implications for us? Unfortunately, inflation. Inflation is the way that over-indebtedness always gets resolved, because it's the sneaky way of doing it. I'd much rather if somebody came out and said, let's tighten our belts for 5 years and get things paid off and then go again. But there's von Mises. I'm an Austrian school of economics guy. Von Mises, if anyone remembers Ron Paul's run for presidency, he was a big Austrian school guy. And, as the fella said, the worst thing you can hear is, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. better off stay in D.C. and just let the rest of us figure it out here. So,
no, well said. And I guess third and final question before we wrap up here with the Beef Podcast Show, what traits make a successful business operator? You've been in the business world for a while. I know you've worked with a lot of businesses. You're in business, but what kind of traits of individuals make a good business operation?
Warren Buffett said that you want somebody who works hard, who's smart, and who's ethical. Because if they don't have the first two, that's one thing. But if they're not ethical and they have the first two, they'll drive you over the cliff. If they're hardworking and they're smart and they're not ethical, they'll drive you over the cliff. So I think ethics is number one. You know, it's everything. Tell the truth and to hell with the consequences. I mean, that's just the life. That's just the way we raise our kids, and you have to do it. I'm not perfect at it, so don't take me wrong. You can preach the gospel without living it sometimes, but we do the best we can. You know, my father, he would tell long stories, and at the base of the story would be a little message, but he'd never preach. He'd just tell a big long story. And he'd say, wasn't that lucky? Now, and I'd say, well, hang on. You were 20, and you ran into a guy that offered you a job at 6 o'clock in the morning. That means you went to bed at 9:30 the night before. That means you had your clothes laid out, you had your tools ready, and then you happened to meet the guy at 6:20 in the morning, and he offered you a job as a carpenter. That's not luck. That's preparation, you know. And so they say good luck is when opportunity meets preparation, and so preparation is everything. And then you get lucky, and you have to keep at it. Be positive. I think for me, my faith is important. But you have to surround yourself with people of faith, and it doesn't have to be your faith, but it can be people that are honest and have a good ethical framework. And then the last thing, you know, when it comes to business, just pure business, you know, of course, focus on quality. I mean, it's the only answer. Yeah, it may not be fashionable or whatever, but if it's good quality, it will stand the test of time. And that was my father's advice to me after his life of business. You know, buy good stuff, and the service problems of cheap stuff will break your heart. And so it's a true statement. And so that's where I'd focus.
I think those tips that you just gave are absolutely phenomenal. I hope everybody that listens to this show really takes that to heart. Paul, this has been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Beef Podcast Show. I'm Dr. AJ Tarpoff with the Beef Podcast Show, brought to you by Wisenetics. Paul Mitchell, Imogene Ingredients. We were talking about Armitan. So with that, I'll wrap up. Thank you all for your attention, and we will see you on the next Beef Podcast Show. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.